Rabbi Yol, did you take away two Edim? So good, these two Edim you took away, but the rest of them do not become batal. Therefore Rashi says, Hilkach, Loichash from the Gamliel Lohashir Bezdim Limnois Akach, Shainzim of Netikon Oilam, the Atli Hanach, Loi Batli Kamayu, the Kasvi, the Yoiv Loi, the Yozla Mintsava, Shapa Kamintsava. That's what happened here. First, has been told 10 people, like any one of you, one should write up the get, and any one of you 10, two of you could sign the get and give the get to my wife. Then later the husband told two of these 10, you I don't want to give the get. So he only told these two, you can't give the get. But the other 8, they still have the right to sign and give over the get. So there's no problems involved then. What are you afraid that the other ones won't hear about and give the get? They have a right to do it. There's Rabbi Yol's Eidish Abotla Maksasa Loi Botla Kula. When the husband now says these two cannot sign the get, he only meant to say these two can't. But the other 8 still have the right to sign up the get and give over the get. So therefore nothing wrong could come out of it. Even if those two sign and give over the get, they have a right to do it. But I'll tell you, Rav Shimon Gamliel Savar, no, Eidish Abotla Maksasa Botla Kula. Edis, if part of the edis become bottle, automatically all of them becomes bottle. Therefore, when the husband wanted to take away two of them, he automatically stops all 10 of them. None of them could give the get. If so, then we have the problem. The hanach lo yadi, the other 8 do not know about this, that the husband stopped it. The asli and the other 8 may go, the kasrin have the get written off, the yoivi, and give it to her. The shori yeshish is liyalma, and they'll give the get liyalma, which is really not a good get. So that's why Shimon Gamliel says, nothing doing, that the husband does not have a right to be mevatel, even two of them, not in front of the other ones. So I'll tell you, that's the smachloikas here, is eidish shabbat l'mitzos and bat l'kula. The boy is saying, the other terrors could be is, the kula yalma, everybody else, eidish shabbat l'mitzos, so loy bat l'kula. At least this type of an eid is not bat l'kula. A new teretz altogether. That something that was done in front of 10 people was done so strong, it has to be done in front of 10 people to take it away, to abolish it. To take away what was done in front of 10, a bedavka has to be done in front of 10 also. So that's why the husband cannot be mavato two of them, not in front of the other 8. But since the husband first appointed all 10 together in front of 10 people, that's like a very strong thing. And you could only take it away now if you also take it away in front of all 10. But just to be mevatel two edim, you don't have a right to be mevatel two edim. All right, we'll stop here. Yeah, so again, Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. By the bottom, by the two dots. Again, Tana Rabbanim, we learned like this. Omer li asara, if a husband tells 10 people, Kisvu get li ishti. He doesn't say the word kulchem. He just tells the 10 people, I want you to go write and give the get to my wife. So the locher is that one of them writes up the get, and two of them is like the eidim, signs on it. Any one of the two could sign. Now here the locher is, Yochol avatel zeh shloi bifnei zeh divrei Rebbe. If the husband now wants to go and tell two out of these 10 people that you, I do not want to sign the get, the other 8 could do it. But you two, I do not want. Zalocher is, he keep him vatlit. Yochol avatel zeh shloi bifnei zeh divrei Rebbe. Here there's no takono of the Mishnah of Shimon ben Gamliel. Rashi says, Mutu luvato v'loi m'lishnayim mehem al tichtavu. The husband has the right to go to two of them and tell them, I don't want you to write it. This is not called you being oikah that the corner of Rabbi Gamliel. We'll soon see why not. But Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel loymer, no, ainu yochol avatol. Elazeh b'fnei zeh. You can't be mavatol. As Rashi said, there's also part of the corner not to be mavatol one, not in front of the other one. So therefore, he holds Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, you can't be mavatol. So Morris says, the Maikim, what is the Machalikis over here? So first of all, I wanted to say, be Eidish Shabotla Mitzasa Botla Kula Kemiflagi. The question is, here the husband is telling two of them, he doesn't want them to sign. So does that automatically make it like he's being Mavatal all the other ones? that Rebbe, Sub Rebbe, holds Eidah Shabbat L'mitzasa is Loi Bot L'kula. No, the other eight do not become bottle. So when the husband tells these two they cannot sign, it's only these two that can sign. But the other eight could sign. So therefore, V'azli Hanech Kasvi V'yoyvi, if the other eight that does not hear about these two that were bottled, if any one of the other eight goes and has the get written up and gives it to her, signs on it, is very good. Lichtable v'leisvo, let them write it up and give it to her. Because we hold Eidah Shabbat L'mitzasa is Loi Bot L'kula. I think the Ran speaks out over here that even though in the Gemara and Makkos we come out, everybody holds that when you have real Eidus, Eidus that saw the action and say in Beis Din, and one of them becomes possible, then we say Eidus Shabbat L'mitzasa Bot L'kula. But that's only if there was a real psul. If one of the Eidim became possible or L'koriv, then everybody agrees there's such a klal of Eidus Shabbat L'mitzasa Bot L'kula. But over here, there's not a real psul of a korev or a real psul. It's only that the husband is saying he doesn't want two of them to sign. So here we hold that's not called really botel eidus, and therefore the rest of the eidim are still good. So therefore, Rebbe says nothing could go wrong here. But I'll tell you, Rebbe Shimon Megamliel Sover, he holds no. This also has the loch of eidish a botla mitzasa botla kula. Here also, since at the beginning the husband told 10 people, any one of these 10 could become Edim, so it's like he pointed from these 10 has to be the Edim. Later, if the husband tells two of them, I don't want you to be Edim, it's considered he's being mevatel, he's taken away part of these Edis, and the klal is Edis, Shabbat L'mitzasa automatically is Bot L'kula. And Rashi Smash with the Savori, as we say, most probably that was what was in the mind of the husband. When the husband told two of them, I don't want you to be Edis, it's like most probably meant to say he doesn't want any of them to be Edim. So therefore, really all of them are Botel. So then there's a problem. Because Vahanech Lo Yadi, the other eight that did not hear about this, do not know that the husband wants to be Mavatel them. The Yadi, they're going to go Vakasri and write up the get for Yavi and give it to her. Vishori Esha Sishli Yalma. And they'll come to be Matur and Esha Sishli Yalma that you're not allowed to. That's the machlokes. That's what Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says here. The husband is not allowed to be mevatel two edim, not in front of the other eight. Because when you are mevatel two, automatically all eight fall away, all ten fall away. And then we're afraid maybe the other eight that did not hear about it yet will still go and give over this get, and so she'll think it's a good get, and really the get is no good. So therefore Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, the husband is not allowed to be mevatel two of the edim by themselves, not in front of the other ones. The boy is saying another terrible thing is like this. The kula yalmaku, everybody here holds Eidah Shabbat L'mitzasa Loi Bot L'kula. And like the Ran speaks out, over here it's not really called the bitul Eidus. It's not like the Eidim apostle here. There's nothing wrong with the Eidim. Just the husband is telling them, I don't want you to be good Eidim. See, here we hold the two that the husband said is no good, those two cannot be Eidim, but the other eight are allowed to be Edim. So if the other eight could be Edim, so what's the machlokes here then? Like, what's wrong? What could happen? The other ones will give the get. They have a right to give the get. So what's the machlokes? So Gemara says like this. I'll tell you, you know what the reason of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel is? That he says the husband is not allowed to be mevatel too? I tell you, Ksover, he holds a new svara. That milsa de misavda biape asara, anything that was done in front of 10 people, like over here, first the husband went to these 10 people and told them, I want you to be the Edim. He didn't say kulchem, he just said like from these 10, two of them should be the Edim. But he said it in front of all 10 people. So Shimon Gamliel holds a svara, whatever you do in front of 10 people, I tell you, tsricha beyasara lemishlefa. You need 10 people to take it away. Something very strong. If it's done in front of 10 people, that you could only be mevatel that it was also done in front of 10 people. So therefore, here the pshat is of Shimon Gamliel, not the pshat that the bittul, like the get cannot be given, but he means to say just the opposite. Shimon Gamliel says, lo yoma klum means he can't, what he did that means nothing. In other words, even these two eidim that he told not to do it, still have a right to give over the get. So the opposite, Shimon Gamliel is more makel. According to Rebbe, only those two eidim that the husband told no cannot do it. The other eight could do it. According to this Trata, Mishim Gamliel says, any one of the ten could still do it. Because the two that the husband told no means nothing. Because since he didn't tell them in front of ten, he only told these two by themselves, you don't have the power to take away what was done in front of ten. So according to this Trata, Mishim Gamliel holds that any one of them could still be the Eidim. That's the Machlokes. Could these two still be, according to Mishim Gamliel? Yes. According to Revi, no. Now the Gemara says, Iberlihu, I have a question like this. Kulchem maho, what's going to be if the husband told these 10 people at the beginning, I want all of you to sign on the get? So when he says kulchem, we learned before, it means that all 10 people have to sign on the get. So maho, Rashi says, miyasir abshimon gamliyo shlo yivatles echot o yeshnayim shleifnei chavrayim. What would be wrong over here? What would Rabbi Shimon Gamliel say here? If the husband later just goes to one of two of these 10 people and tells them, I do not want you to be Edim. Is there anything wrong or not? What's the Shiloh? Is time of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. What's the reason why before Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said the husband cannot tell one or two privately? Mishum deksava, because he holds. Edisha botla mitzasa botla kula. Because really, he holds when you first told 10 people. And later you tell two no, you're like making those two like psulim. And therefore, automatically, all the other eidim also become psul. And before we were afraid, since you do not need all 10 to sign, it's enough just for two to sign, we're afraid maybe one of the other eight, they'll sign the get and give it over, and they won't even know that the eidim was bottled. So over there, it's a problem. But over here, when the husband said, Kulchem, that all 10 people have to sign on the get, so they know the get is not going to be good until all 10 sign. Fahani now, Kivon, the Yomalu Kulchem. Since here, the husband told all 10 of them altogether, Lemotzi Kasvi Biyavi. Here, the other 8 Adam like won't be able to write the get and give the get, because they can't give it anyway until all 10 people sign. So you're going to have to come on to those two people, and when they'll go to those two people to tell them, why don't you sign on the get, they're going to tell us, listen, the husband told me that we can't be Edom anymore. See, nothing could go wrong then. It's only before when you do not need all 10 to sign on the get. Then we have to be afraid when some of the other ones will sign, and they won't know that they were bottled. But now that you need all 10 to sign, when you say the word kulchem, all 10 have to sign on it, so nothing could go wrong. The get can't be given over unless all 10 sign. And the last two won't sign, because they're going to tell the other people, you should know, the husband told us that we're no good. So mainly here, nothing should be wrong. That's one svara. Mar says, I do, but maybe no. I do, and maybe time with Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. What's Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Svarom? Mishum Diksova, Kol Musu Dimisavda Biape Beasarom, Tzricha Beasarom LeMishnafor. The last Svarom we said before, it's a new Svarom. Anything that's done in front of 10, you still need, it has to be done in front of 10 people to take it away. Vilkar, therefore, Afilo Kulchem Nami. Therefore, here the Svarom would be, even though the husband said Kulchem, still I tell you, the Lachar is that nothing is bottled. And the get could still be good. Yeah. Like we said before, therefore, if the story is that you need 10 people to break it, so if he didn't tell in front of 10, I'm stopping 2 Edim, so then even those 2 Edim still have a right to be Edim. So according to this Svara, when the husband says Kuchim, it wouldn't make a difference. It would still be the same halacha, that the 2 Edim the husband said don't do it means nothing. And therefore the other, all 10, could still sign on the get. So that's the shiloh. Like, really the shiloh is, what do we hold like? With the 2 truths that we had before, which is the real teretz? Zumara says, Toshima, come and you are bringing a proof. We have a tesefter that says, Oma lishnayim, if the husband tells the 2 people, Tenu get leishter, I want you to give over this get to my wife. So it says, Yochol uvatul zeh shalei b'fnei zeh. The husband has the right to go to one of them and tell them, I don't want you to do it. He could stop one, not in front of the other one. Divrei Rebbe, that's what Rebbe holds. But Rebbe Shimon ben Gamliel lo imeno, eina yochol uvatul ela zeh b'fnei zeh. You can't take away one unless you're in front of the other one also. Otherwise, you can't be mevatul one without being mevatul the other one. So now here it's only 2.
So Gemara says, "Vor shnayim dechikuchem dami." When you say the word shnayim, it's like you're telling all of them. Before, when you have 10, you have to say you want all 10 to sign. Here, when you only have 2, subshita, we need these 2 to sign. So Mel, it's like you need these 2 to sign, and still he says you can't do it. Or pligi, if Shimon Gaon says you can't be mavatlit. So Chura, you see the svar is that even though we say kulchem, still he says the svar, he can't be mavatlit. So Chura, it's like the second svara. Hirasha says, "For shnayim to kulam sricha lachtam, for leka lemeches dum osa chad v'chosam lechaveri." Here we're not afraid one will sign without the other one, because you need both of them to sign. Hokama still he says, "And yochel avato, amu Reb Shimon lavi surukamar elein a bitukama." He's the contra Reb Shimon that he means to say the bitul does not help. In other words, when you do something in front of 10, or here the svar would be, if you do something in front of 2, you made both of them edim, you can't break one unless you do it in front of both of them. The same amount of people that were there when you made it, when you made them into edim, have to be there when you want to break them, take them away from edim. That's what Shimon Megalil svara. So here, since you made 2 together, now when you want to take away 1, you can't just tell him alone, it means nothing. Unless you tell both of them together. But if you only tell one alone, it means nothing, and therefore the get would still be a good get. It means you can't be mavatlet. Samara says, maybe there's no proof here. Samara says, Om Rav Ashi, e b'e d'ksiva hochinami. If we're only talking about a d'ksiva, writing up the get, or signing on the get, then you'd be right, it could be according to Shimon Gamliel, you would be able to be mavatlet one, not in front of the other. Because the svar is the first svar we had before. But hocha b'mayaski, know what we're talking about over here, the eidei halacha. Here we're talking about eidei halacha, the eidim that are taking the get. So Rashi says, the high tenu de koma, that the husband said, take this get, hocha l'shnayim aget nitalehem liyash shluchim. Here the get was all written up and signed already. He gave it over to these 2 people to be shluchim, to give the get to his wife. Tocha ki koma l'chad ozel, idach, the lo yodo mosolo, the fishain ze edusan, shesh name tsrichen liyashom, el shlichus, the lo yodo the bottle shlichusa, the shlichus, she bottle masasa bottle kula, the rieche the bottle eye, bottle eye. So Rashi's saying could be no, that really the svar is that the beginning that when he's mavato one, automatically it's a bit on all of them. So then the question was, when you say kulchem, they're all there? So bring a proof, that's not the pshat. Here, no. Here we're talking about the eidim, here are the shluchim. He sent 2 people to give the get to his wife. But he told one person, you take it. Then he told the second person, that if the first one doesn't do the job, you could do it. Like he made both of them shluchim. So here it's good that he's not allowed to be mavata one of them. Because we're afraid, maybe he's only mavata one. And the other one will not hear about it. And the other one will still go and give over the get. And really, the svar Rashi says it just like Rav Shimon Gamliel says, "Eidei shebotlo miktsasa botlo kulam." The same thing applies by shlichus also. When the husband was mavato one shlichus, automatically means to be mavato the other shlichus. See, you see clearly the svar is where Rashi is learning is that's the svar of the husband. How does the husband think? When the husband wants to be mevato one shliach, he doesn't just mean this one and the other one should be good. He means really to say both of them I don't want. Just he only met up with one, he spoke to one so far. So that's the svara, that even though we only told one shliach separately, he can't do that. Because if he does it, really, the other shliach should also be bottle. Because shlicha shebotla miktsasa botla kula. Like really the svara would be he doesn't want it to be altogether. But the other shliach does not know about it. So we have to be afraid maybe the other shliach will go by himself and still will give her the get. And really it's no good, but he doesn't know it. That shliach doesn't know it. As far as that shliach knows, the husband told him to go and give the get. He thinks he's doing the right thing. So he's going to go to his wife and give her the get and she thinks he's megareshes. But really she's not megareshes. Because since the husband told the first shliach no, we say that's what he meant to say really was, he doesn't want either one to give the get. So therefore we tell the husband, you're not allowed to do this. You're not allowed to go to one shliach and tell him no without telling the other shliach. You're not allowed to do this. Because if you do it, there'll be a takola will come out that the other shliach may still go and give over the get and they won't know it's bottle, and really it's bottle.
Therefore, even by just by two or by kuchem, could be still there's a takana not to give over one. At least here, I mean, at least the woman ain't a proof. I mean, here by edim, by shluchim, for sure you can't be about the one not in front of the other. But it could be by edim though, since by kuchem that all have to sign together, they'll all realize what happens. Maybe there you are allowed to. So you don't have any proof. What would be the locha by edim that sign on the get? Here it's only shluchim. Yeah. So Moshe says, this is a svar also like this, that we're talking about shluchim here. Tiktoni Seifer says in the Seifer, oh malozeh, b'fnei atzmei, the husband spoke to one by himself, olozeh b'fnei atzmei, the locha is yochel levatel zeh shle b'fnei zeh. If he told each one separately, then it could be mevatel each one separately also. Yeah. When he first made them shluchim, he didn't tell them both together. He told each one separately. Then he's allowed to be mevatel one, not in front of the other. Say yamrit bishlam, if you tell me it's very good, yamrit bishlam and b'yedi alocha shapir. Then that's the difference over here. That since he made each one separately, so now when we say he's mevatel one, all he means to do is just to be mevatel that one. But the other one could still be a good shliach. Therefore, he's allowed to be mevatel one, not in front of the other. Now, since he didn't make them together at the beginning, here we do not say like shlicha shebotla mktsasa botla kula. But Eli Yamrit, if you want to tell me be edik siva, we're talking about edik siva here. Me mitzdarfi, can you have edim signing like one after another? How is that possible? Homama, we learned that ain edus mitzdarefis achiir v'shneim kiyechod. When are two edim good if they both see the action at the same time? So how could it be that the two edim don't know of one of the other? Like here it says, the husband told one, not at the beginning, not in front of the other one. It's like one never knew of the other one. So if we're talking about shluchim, people to take the get, that's very good. You can make a shliach separately and a second one separately. But if we're talking about edim here, the chur edim have to be able to see one another. Sumar says, no, that wouldn't be the biggest proof. Dilma can be sure ben karcha svirulei. Maybe here, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds, like Yeshua ben Karcha, that he holds Eidus Miuchedus like is good, that you could have Eidim see the mice, one Eid sees it by himself, and then the second Eid also sees the action by himself. If they both come to Bezin, they could be good Eidim. So, therefore, maybe that wouldn't be a proof. Maybe we're still talking about Eidim over here. So far, we don't have a proof. What was the Pshat in Yeshua ben Gamliel? Now the Gemara says, Omar Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda, Shamat minei de Rabba Batarti. Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda says he heard from Rabba Batarti two things. Chodek Rebbe, one thing he holds, behold like Rebbe. Vechodek Hashimah Gamliel, and one he holds like Hashimah Ben Gamliel. V'lo yedana haik Rebbe v'haik Rebbe Hashimah Gamliel. I don't know which way he said Loch is like Rebbe, and which way he said Loch is like Hashimah Gamliel. So Rashi says like this. We just had two machlokeses between the Rebbe and the Shimon Gamliel. One thing is, let's say the person did not listen to the Rabbonin, and he went and he was mevato the shliach, shalei b'fnei ha-shliach. Does the bitul help with the yevor or not? That's one machlokes. And also, could you be mevato one, not in front of the other one? Like this last gemara we just had. So we have two different machlokesim. One machlokes was where he's mevatelit, but with the first Mishnah here, where he didn't tell the shliach, he just went in front of a bezdin, it was mevatel the shliach. Does the bittel help or not? That's one machlokes we have in Shimon Gamliel. And the second machlokes is, in a case where he wants to be mevatel one aid, not in front of the other one, could he do that or not? So, one halachi paskin like Rebbe, one like Shimon Gamliel, he's not sure which way it was. So Gemara says like this, Omer Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, Nechsi anan, let's see. Techiosi Rav Dimi. When Rav Dimi came, Omer, he said like this, Maise once happened the case, V'yosa Rebbe Kedivri Chachamim. That Rebbe himself did, like the Chachamim. Rashi says, Shai Oimrim, Shuma Dayonim, Shepichsu Shtus Ayasiru Shtus, the Chum over there said that if the Bezdin made a valuation of something and it was more than a sixth, less than a sixth, is Mochrim Votel. What the Bezdin sold goes back. If Bezdin made a mistake and valuated something more than it's supposed to, more than a sixth, so Locha Shtus applies there, that the Mechir is bottled, they retract, they have to take it back again. That's what Rebbe said, Locha Zeka Chachamim. And this the Gemara says, Omar Lefon of Rebbe, Pratia, Benoisha Blazer Ben Pratia, Ben Benoisha Pratia Godel. In Cain, if so, Ma Koyach Bezdin Yofa. Like, that's not a good psak. The svar should be, if Bezdin sold the property, even though they made a mistake in the valuation by a sixth more, a sixth less, so what? There's this new svar of Ma Koyach Bezdin Yofa. When Bezdin does something, we leave it. V'chazer Rebbe v'yosek of Shimon Gamliel, and Rebbe himself was chazer afterwards in Hosek of Shimon Gamliel to say this svara of Makayach Bezdin Yafa. Yes, if Bezdin goes and sells something, even though it was sold for more than a sixth or less than a sixth, that by a regular person, Alokhar is the Mechir is bottom, but by Bezdin we say no, nothing, we don't take it away, we let it stay. For this new svar of Ma Koyach Bezdin Yofim. If you take it away, it's not going to look nice for Bezdin. So it says here what Rebbe holds like a Shimon Gamliel. If so, me the hawk of Shimon Gamliel, hach to Rebbe. If so, since in this machloikis, mashi we paskin, like a Shimon Gamliel, that the svar is Ma Koyach Bezdin Yofim. In other words, when Bezdin makes a takana, we say that's it, we can't go against it. So that was the first machloikis they had in the first Mishnah. That the Bezdin said now that a husband cannot be mevatel the shlichus, not in front of the shlich. He can't stop going in front of two or a Bezdin and tell them, I want to be mevatel the shlichus. The Rabbanan said he can't do that. And Rav Shimon Gamliel holds so far that once the Chum said you can't do it, what's going to be if a husband does do it? Nothing doing. He can't be mevatel the get is still a good get. Because that's the svar of Ma Koyach Bezdin Yofa. So since we see over there in the Gemara in Subis, we pass in Aloha this svara of Ma Koyach Bezdin Yofam. If so, that that over here he said in one case he passes like Rebbe, it has to be Hachke Rebbe. And the second machlokes he passes like Rebbe, that you could be mevatel one shliach or one aid, not in front of the other one. But to mevatel in front of a Bezdin, that you can't do. The Gemara says now, Vaf Rabbi Yashi also, Dimin Ushia, from Ushia, Sav also holds. Chod the Rebbe, Chod the Rebbe, Shem and Gamliel. One Allah, the Paschal, like Rebbe, and one like Shem and Gamliel. The Yomah Rabba Ba Barchona. Chamisha Sabi Hevei Kaimad Rabbi Yashi, Dimin Ushia. There were five old people, old Tamir Chomim, sitting in front of Rabbi Yashi, Dimin Ushia. And what happened was, also Gavra, a man came, come in front of them. V'yashkele Gita Korchei. And his Bezdin forced this man to give his wife a get. There are certain things that the husband does wrong, that the din is Bezdin forces him to give a get. It's Yaitzev Yitin Ksuba. We forced the husband to give a get and he has to pay the Ksuba. So they forced this man to give a get to his wife. Omalon, so then, Reb Chanan told us? He told us, Zil Atmeru, go and hide ourselves now. The Kiswa and write up the get. Another, what happened was, the husband now was forced, so the husband told these five people, go and write the get for my wife. So right after that, the Bezdin told these five people, like, hide yourself. Make sure the husband does not come and meet you, because we're afraid what the husband's going to do next minute, as soon as he goes out of Bezdin, is he's going to run after the shluchim and tell them, nothing doing. I don't want you to give the get to my wife. I want to be mevato you. So in order that the husband cannot stop the shluchim, he told these five people, hide from the husband. That's the Yetzer. Now, the Sagadat, the Rebbe, if you would tell me the loch is like Rebbe, that be the evidence if the husband goes in front of two people and is mevatel the shluchus. It's a good bittel. If so, ki mitmerei my heve. Even if these five shluchim are going to hide, like, so what's going to help? What's going to help? The husband can still go in front of the bed and be mevato the shlichus. Elos of Meir Shmamin, that's a proof, to Rav Shimon Gamliel Svirulei, that in this svara we hold that Rav Shimon Gamliel know, that once the Chum said, a husband is not allowed to be mevato the shlichim, not in front of the shlich, he is not allowed to go to a Bezdin and tell Bezdin, I don't want the shlich to give over the get. Now, if he does do that, if he goes to a Bezdin, nothing doing. Ma Koyach Bezdin Yofa says that get is still a good get. So that's why this story was, all he told the Shluchim was, hide yourself. Make sure you don't meet up with the husband. So once the husband told you, to write the get and give over the get to the wife, the husband can't stop you anymore. As long as the husband doesn't meet up with you, he has no way of stopping you. So you see, we pass like the Shimon ben Gamliel that the svari is makayich bezden yofa. Now, we sagadar tich idich namika Shimon Gamliel lomalu atmurei levadru ivdurei. The question is now, if you hold like a Shimon Gamliel in the second halacha also then, that he says you can't be mevatel one, not in front of the other, so if so, why did he have to tell them hide themselves? He just sort of said separate. In other words, if you hold like the second of Shimon Gamliel, even if the husband meets up with one shliach, he's not allowed to be mevatel him, not in front of the other one. He has to be mevatel both of them together. So then the other rights would be these five shluchim, you just should have told them separate. Now you don't have to hide yourself. Like even if the husband will meet up with one of you, still nothing doing. Ela shmamin, here it's a proof. Chodek Rebbe v'chodek Shimon Gamliel. No, that's not enough. If you just would have separated, but the husband will meet up with one of yous, and this halakha pasuk like Rebbe, that the husband has the right to be mevatel that shliach, zesh lebefnei zeh. If he would have meeting up with one of yous, he could tell you, I don't want you to be a shliach. So that's why we have to tell them, hide yourself and don't go near the husband. So the husband won't meet any one of the yous, so then he can't be mevatel the shlichus. So that's the pshat, that in one halach we pass on Rav Shimon Gamliel, how to swear from Ma Koyach Bezdin Yofa, when you want to go against the psak of Bezdin, that you can't do. But in the second machlokes, could the husband be mevatel one shliach without doing it in front of the second shliach? There we hold like Rebbe. Yes, the husband could do that. So therefore here in this story, they had to tell the shluchim, hide yourself, that the husband should not meet up with any one of you. Because if he would meet up with any one of you, he could be mevatel you. Mar says now, V'rov Amar Rava says, that V'rov Amar Rav Nachman Halacha K'Rebbe B'Shteyim. Rava paskens like Rebbe in both ways know that we don't say the svar of Makoyich Bezdin Yofer, even though the husband is not supposed to be mevatel the shliach in front of a Bezdin, but if the husband went in front of a Bezdin, he did not even meet up with the shliach. He just went in front of a Bezdin, but the Eved, that bittel is good. We all like Rebbe. So Maria Sakashi, is that true? The last letter of Rav Nachman, Makoyich Bezdin Yofer, is it true that Rav Nachman does not hold from this new svara of Makoyich Bezdin Yofer, when Bezdin makes a takana, you can't go against it? The Yom Rav Nachman Omer Shmuel, Rav Nachman said over the name of Shmuel like this, Yisoy Mimshe.